question is from Revelation 17, verse 11.
Uh-huh.
Fran and I have been studying through this, and we've had trouble with this verse, talking about the beast that was and is not, and even he is the eighth, and is of the seventh, and goeth into perdition. I'm just wondering what the eighth beast is.
All right, let me back up and go to verse 9.
Okay.
Okay? For our listeners, we're in Revelation 17, verse 9. We're talking about that woman that sits on the beast. She's sitting on a beast with seven heads and 10 horns. And it tells us in verse 9, here is the mind that has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. Now, not only is Rome called the city of seven hills, but mountains in the Bible also are symbolic for kingdoms.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Jerusalem is called Mount Zion all through the Bible. It's called Mount Zion. And a number of places anyway. There were, and it goes on to say in verse 10, now there are seven kings, five are fallen, one is, the other is not yet come, and when he comes, he must, well, let me see here. I'm using my computer and I scanned right by the spot. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space, and he's also the eighth. Did I say that right?
Yeah, and then it goes on to say the beast that was and is, even he is the eighth.
Oh, okay, that's the part I'm looking for. In any event, follow me real quick here.
Okay.
There are seven kings, five are fallen. Now, these kingdoms are the powers that persecuted God's people. Just for the record, let me say for everybody, the prophecies in the Bible do not deal with all the kingdoms of the planet. They deal with the kingdoms that directly affect God's people.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, China was a great empire during the time of Israel. But they're not dealt with in this Bible account because they had no direct effect. Furthermore, it says, you know, India was a great power. It tells us there were some great empires in North and South America, but they had no direct bearing on God's people, Israel. But the kingdoms that persecuted and oppressed God's people, they're the ones we want to take account of. Now follow me. Five are fallen. The five empires that had fallen during the period of Revelation, they were in the past, were Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece. Those five powers had all occupied and persecuted God's people in a prominent way.
Yeah.
They carried them away captive. Assyria conquered the 10 northern kingdoms. Egypt enslaved them. We know about that. Babylon carried away the southern kingdom. Greece occupied Palestine, and Medo-Persia as well. So there's five that were fallen. He goes on to say one is. The one who is in power, when John had this vision, you go to the end of the chapter, it says that woman is the great city that rules over the kings of the earth. That was Rome. It says he is also of the seventh, and he comes back again. Now, that's because Rome, ruled by the Caesars, is number six. It dies, or it goes through a transformation. It becomes Rome ruled by a church, which receives a deadly wound and comes back. And that's why it's also the eighth. Now, did that make sense?
Kind of.
Well, let me try it one more time here.
So what I don't understand is that in the beginning of verse 11, it says, and the beast that was. And if the beast, if you're saying that that's the beast that was, if that's the head that was killed and had the deadly wound and came back, then he should have been referring to it in future. But in the beginning of verse 11, he says, and the beast that was and is not.
Well, because the reason he's saying was is he goes all the way to the end and then he looks back.
Okay.
So that's why he can use the past tense. We even do that in our English.
Mm-hmm.
And so the beast that was and is not, he is also the eighth. That's because pagan Rome, or rather papal Rome, ruled by the church, received a deadly wound in 1798. It went off the scene. It comes back again.
Okay.
So let me state them for you one more time because I'm afraid I confuse people. There's a total of eight. Five are fallen. The five powers that ruled and persecuted God's people were Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece.
Mm-hmm.
It's five. One is Rome.
Mm-hmm.
He's also the seventh, and that's when it goes from being pagan Rome into papal Rome. It went through a big transformation where it's now ruled by a church, receives a deadly wound, but the deadly wound is healed. He comes back and he goes into power again. It's the eighth, and those are the two beasts in Revelation 13.
Okay.